has been a day of violent clashes between Israeli troops and Palestinian protesters who've assembled along the fence separating the Gaza Strip from Israel. Thousands of Palestinians waved flags and marched to the border. Some of them threw stones and drew Israeli fire. The Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 9 people were killed and hundreds were injured. AP reports that the injuries came from live fire, rubber bullets, or tear gas. The Israeli military says the protesters rolled burning tires at their troops along the border. NPR's Daniel Estrin is following this story from Jerusalem. Daniel, this started out as a mass sit-in that leaders of Hamas had organized. Why the action? What's the timing?
Today is Palestinian Land Day. It's an annual commemoration for Palestinians to remember the lands that they lost in the 1948 war that led to Israel's founding. And today's events have been building up for many days. Palestinian organizers put up tents along the border fence with Israel for a tent camp protest starting today, and it's supposed to last for 6 weeks. They're calling it the March of Return to support Palestinians' right to return to lands that are today in Israel. The demonstrators said that they wouldn't cross the border today, but that they're going to be inching towards the border as the weeks go on. Israel has been concerned that throngs of Palestinians could cross the border into Israel. And so Israeli officials have been warning Palestinians on social media all this week, don't participate, don't go to the border. Hamas is behind this. This is what Israel is alleging. And Israel says Hamas, the Islamist militant group that controls Gaza, is also financing this, is paying people to go there. Israel's calling it a premeditated provocation meant to fan the flames of the conflict.
So this is culminating, these protests, on May 15th, the 70th anniversary of Israel's creation. Many, in fact, most Gazans are descendants of Palestinians who either fled Israel when it was created or were forced out. So Gazans are trying to make a statement and trying to break a blockade by Israel and Egypt that's been in place for about a decade now. What is that blockade for, and what's its effect?
Well, Hamas took over the Gaza Strip by force about a decade ago, and so Israel and Egypt have imposed that blockade it's a pressure tactic to pressure Hamas not to rule the Gaza Strip. The blockade means that goods like construction materials that could go into Gaza and build homes are Israel severely limits those kinds of materials getting into Gaza. So the economy has ground to a halt. Freedom of movement has been curtailed. It's very hard for people to leave Gaza, to travel out of Gaza. And in the last 10 years that Hamas has ruled in Gaza, it's waged 3 wars with Israel, 3 very punishing wars with many, many people killed. And Gaza has not been fully rehabilitated since the last war in 2014. There's a serious humanitarian crisis in Gaza. There's a water crisis, electricity shortage, and a financial crisis that the Palestinian Authority president has reduced salaries to civil servants there, creating that crisis. It's his way of pressuring his rival, Hamas, to give up control of Gaza. But Hamas is still in control, and people don't see a lot of hope for a better future right now. There are efforts to reconcile Hamas and the rival Fatah party that rules in the West Bank and to unite the Palestinian territories, the West Bank and Gaza. But those efforts are not working. And so a lot of people don't see a lot of hope now, and that could explain why so many people feel that they don't have much to lose going out to demonstrate at the border. And it's been very violent today. And we've seen a rising death toll, hundreds of people wounded, and it's still going on.
Daniel, broader picture of how this fits into the overall peace process, to the extent there is one there.
You get at the point there, Lisa. There is no peace process right now as it stands in terms of peace talks. The Israelis and the Palestinians haven't sat down for peace talks since the Obama administration tried and failed to broker those talks. President Trump says he wants to broker the ultimate deal for Mideast peace, and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been leading peace efforts. But ever since President Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the Palestinians have stopped talking to the U.S. administration. That was in December, and until today, there's no political dialogue. And so the Trump administration says it has a peace plan that it's it's finalizing and is going to be presenting soon, and yet the U.S. is not talking to the Palestinians and the Palestinians aren't talking to the U.S.
NPR's Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem. Thank you for the update, Daniel.
You're welcome.